Hello there. I am Crystal Craven. I write songs and devotionals that are rooted in God's word to draw hearts into deeper intimacy with Jesus, because everything that God inspires is meant to be shared for his glory. So coming up right now is your weekly devotional. Right, today we are in Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And it says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints." All right, two small words we're going to hone in on here is always and when. These two words carry out a very powerful message in these verses. When it says, "We always thank God when we pray for you." So Paul writes that he always thanks God when he prays for the saints. His prayers weren't limited to just requests. They were filled with thanksgiving. He lived what he preached. Just as he had encouraged the Philippians to pray about everything with thanksgiving. We read about that in Philippians 4:6. He practiced that faithfully. Gratitude was a regular rhythm of his prayer life, and it should be for ours too. Now, the word "when" points to a habit of prayer, not just a random act. Paul was a man of prayer, and not just for his own needs, but for other people. And that kind of consistent intercession flows from a heart that is focused on Jesus. When we are aligned with God, people will naturally come to mind because they're already on God's heart. And Jesus himself actually modeled this. We read in Luke 22, 31 through 32, Jesus prayed for Peter before Peter even failed. And now, as Hebrews 7:25 reminds us, Jesus continually lives to intercede for us. He prays for us. Jesus as our high priest prays for us. And if Jesus does that for us, and we're supposed to be imitators of him as we follow him, how much more should we do it for one another? So when you pray for other people, don't just ask God to move, but be sure to thank him for how he already has and for the ways that he will. And thank him always when you remember people and to pray for them. And let our prayers be marked by intercession and just a huge outpouring of gratitude, because it really does shape your heart and it honors the heart of God. For blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, visit crystalcravenmusic.com, and that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C. And you can also find my music and stream it from wherever you stream your music from.